tough night. They were a very good team, moved the ball about quite quickly, quite direct. But I think we defended with our lives on the line pretty much, and we're glad to get a point.
You like to get forward a lot, but you didn't get that opportunity as much tonight because you have blistering pace. I was dying to see you have a run at them.
Yeah, it was tough, but sometimes against a good team, like, you just have to be reserved and do your duty first, which is defend, which I think I did quite well. So just one of those games where you just have to do what you have to do for the team. It's not all about you, you know. You have to defend the team, and that's what I did.
How are you enjoying life in Galway United? The fans certainly love you.
I'm loving it, to be honest. Yeah, great area, great people, great teammates, great staff. I can't really complain too much. I've been welcomed in from day one, so I'm just glad to be here, and hopefully I can help the team do as much as I can and win as much games as possible and as much clean sheets as I can while I'm here.
Of course, you're playing in a beautiful stadium here, one of the best in the country against the best team in the country. Big challenge, but you seemed quite comfortable out there.
Yeah, well, I don't know about comfortable, but hey, I tried my best. Tried to put 100% every time I step onto the pitch, so that's just all I did, and I'm just glad that we should have won, but again, one of the best teams, if the best team in the country, so be glad to take a point away from them, so I'm glad with the result.
Yeah, just curious, how would the dressing room, because one of those weird scenarios where before the game you take a draw, maybe 20 minutes in you'd have taken a draw, but then you get the lead, you always want a bit more, don't you?
Yeah, we always score, like, anytime when you go 1-0 up, you always want more, but I think it's just one of those games where they were putting a lot of pressure on, so we might have just sit in and just try to defend, and yeah, that's what we did.
And how aware are you of the opposition when you come into it, or is it easier not knowing anything about them compared to someone like me who goes, we've lost to this lot 21 times in a row, which you might not have known, but...
No, I didn't know that, but yeah. I don't really like to know too much about the team, really, that we've got up against, because, again, it's just another team. Like, anything can happen on the football pitch. Nothing's determined until the 90 minutes are up, so I just try to, like I said, put 100% on the pitch when I can, help attacking when I can, help defending when I can, and just hopefully everyone puts 100% and we see what happens at the end of the day.
And where have they got you living in Galway? Are you out in Mike Cullen? Are you one of the Mike Cullen lads?
Nah, I'm in Knockmacara in Moyleen. Okay. But yeah, as I said, lovely area.
With a couple of the other lads?
No, I'm in by myself, really, but I'm really, really close to other lads, so okay. Like, I obviously go visit them, but yeah, lovely area. Like, I can't really ask for much more, and it's close to Salt Hill, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, have you seen much of Salt Hill, or have you seen much of the city? Or...
Unbelievable, by the way. I love it, yeah.
So laid back.
Yeah, I love it. Like, it's just, everyone's just chill, people are lovely. Like, some people have come up to me as well, talked about football, and it's just been really lovely. Like I said, I love the area, I love the people, I can't really complain.
Playing under John and Ollie, like, it must be a bit of a culture change, is it? Like, they're all energy.
Yeah, they're very, very all energy, yeah. But yeah, but it's just one of those things where you just have to adapt to the team and to the style of play. And I think they've helped me a lot as a player and as a man on the field, trying to be a leader when I can be, trying to help the team in different areas that I can help with. But yeah, like I said, I love playing football, and I love playing under them, so no complaints really, you just have to keep doing what I do.
And now M&DC Park on Friday night, surely be a big crowd, Derry coming down, got that fantastic victory up there, but a special occasion.
Yeah, it's a special occasion, but we just have to keep doing what we always do, be hard to break down, be annoying, be ratty, and when we can have our chance, just take them and just play our football, and hopefully we get another few points over there.
And just a bit of personal info then, have you a nickname and where are you from in England and all that kind of stuff? Like, what do the lads call you in training?
Just Al. Al, really, yeah.
And you're happy with Al, yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy with Al. Yeah, you don't understand how many times I've got that. But yeah, I'm from Essex. Just an Essex boy, really.
Essex boys, love and life.
Yeah, I am. Can't really, I don't know, there's not much about me. I'm just very laid back, very chill. Love playing football like most kids do, you know, so... Just want to keep getting my chances and keep taking them. Simple as that.